Have you ever dreamed of a life designed by you, not for you? A life where you hold the reins of your financial future? At Become an Investor, we believe in you and your unique potential. We're a community of like-minded individuals all walking the path towards financial independence. We understand that success is crafted in the face of adversity. It's in these testing times that we discover our resilience, our determination, and our discipline. That's why we're inviting you to learn more about Become an Investor. It's not just about learning the ins and outs of real estate investing. It's about empowering you to take control of your financial future. We'll provide the tools, but the choice to act, to persevere, and to succeed is yours. Join us and start your journey towards living life by design. Together, we'll turn aspiration into reality and empowerment into success. Learn more at becomeaninvestor.com.
Welcome back, beautiful people. Welcome back to Live Life by Design, sponsored by Become an Investor. I hope you guys enjoyed this new episode because you are very excited about we're very excited as always. Tonight it's a ghost town again. It's going to be me and my partner Steve Campos.
What's up?
Yeah, what's up?
How are you, Danny?
I'm pretty amazing, like always, dude. You know what I mean? Love my energy.
I'm with you.
Oh goodness. I think the world really goes around me, myself, and I.
You know what?
Sometimes.
I'm glad you acknowledged all three of you, right? All three of your personalities.
We're busy right now.
That's funny.
Night goals was the topic for tonight. Tonight we're going to be talking about analysis paralysis. And it's a common challenge for many real estate investors, especially newcomers.
Yes, ma'am.
But before you start talking about that, I want for you, Mr. Campos, to give us the quote for the day.
All right. So here we go. Think too much and you'll create a problem that was not even there in the first place. Wow. So that completely ties into what we're talking about tonight, right?
Exactly.
Because, I mean, analysis paralysis, you start overthinking and then you get stuck and then you start thinking, you create all these problems in your head as to why you can't do something. It sucks, right?
Well, I think so. Like, the good thing is because we are in the community, and we are good and very friend with each other. You always kick each other's butt when it comes to us.
Right.
So one thing that I'm going to say, I'm not going, don't want to get off topic, but please get in a great community where you can be, hold accountable for the moments that you're going to have on your business. And sometimes it's maybe personal, you know, things going on that's going to make you feel on that position that you are just going to not feel like a real commitment. It's there right now. So what do you do when you feel on that moment that you're frozen? You can do it, you can move it. What it's going to be
like when you get stuck in overthinking everything and not being able to move forward, and just
why you think you get that on your head? I mean, what do you think that can be the reasons that you start, the common reasons that you start feeling like against
fear.
The wall.
I think it's just people get scared, right, of taking action or doing something that they don't have or feel like they have all the information for. You know, they're afraid of making a mistake, or just focusing too much on being perfect about, you know, like the perfect time or the perfect
perfection.
Situation. It doesn't exist, right? You just gotta do, right?
Yeah. I mean,
I mean, it's a big deal. It's a big deal. People don't really think it is, but it is a big deal because if you think about it, it's like getting stuck in a spin cycle, right? Yeah. With your thoughts.
Yes.
Over and over. If I do this, then this can happen. If I do that, then that can happen. And if I wait just long enough and if I know everything, then I got everything covered. No, that's not how it works, right?
And you know what sucks? Like, when you get on that paralysis, whatever. And one of the biggest reasons for you to get on that position is the fear.
Right.
You know what people doesn't really look like? What it's on the other side. You know, that helps me when I get like suffocating, because I do. I'm crazy. Sometimes I want to do 12 things on the same time, and then my plate is full, and then, oh my God, and then I'm overwhelmed, and then it's not the fear that counts too much, like I'm fear that I cannot do it, but maybe a little fear that I cannot deliver on time. Sometimes that, it's my biggest fear when it comes to analysis paralysis, because right. Then I need to step back. You know, so
yeah. But, I mean, there's ways to start catching that, right? And I think that's very important to do. I think that once, you know, identifying what those things are, like start recognizing the signs of when you start to get that analysis paralysis, right? Like, you start over researching, or you start over analyzing different things, right? Things that you wouldn't normally do. Let's just say comps, for example. Okay, yeah. So example right now, I'm dealing with a mobile home situation where I'm looking to acquire that property, and I got a little bit of analysis paralysis in the sense of, because it's in a senior park. I don't really like to deal with senior parks, but it's such a good deal. Even I'm like looking, you know, kind of putting my numbers out in worst case scenario, right? Saying okay, my flip can literally take me 3 months to get done and sell. But since it's in a senior park, 55 and over, the pool of people is much smaller. So now instead of accounting for 3 to 6 months, I'm counting for a year. Mm. And I'm like, okay, but is a year long enough? Is it not? Or should I just do 9? You know what I mean? So
you
start overanalyzing everything. And if I get stuck on this, I'm going to miss an opportunity.
Yes, we will. But I mean, I get more stuck. I see, you know what I see when I get overwhelmed, and sometimes that doesn't help me making decisions. That is how it kind of get me stuck on that point. My analysis paralysis is when I put too much on my plate, and then I need to step back because it start not helping to make fast decisions.
Right.
So I need to stop and think. I also see a lot of this happening when you're a newbie.
Yes.
When you're a newbie I mean, I'm getting better, guys. Don't worry. I mean, I'm still doing a multitask. No, I'm working better on calendar and things that helps me to focus on my priorities. But that's another point. One thing that I always see on the newbies when they are starting, you know, when you go on the, because you get the leads and sometimes you look, I use Property Raider, never hide that from anybody. Property Raider has a history for the transactions.
Yes.
And when you show that to the newbies, they're just like, oh, the property has a NOD and has a second. Oh, there is also lien and there's this. Okay, if I pay that second one and if I do this one, maybe I can call and see what's going on with the lien. They are making now that analysis, you know, and when the
before they
truth,
even have a conversation.
They just pull it out, they just print the lead, and they are doing like that. They have all that history. And then I'm just like, wow, I was there one day, you know.
And getting stuck on a bunch of stuff that's kind of irrelevant, right?
A bunch of bullshit.
Right.
Move forward.
I mean, in certain cases, yeah, you want to know that, you know, that it's an OD, right? But
an idea, not like
that shouldn't be the main focus. Yeah, exactly. You know, I'm with you.
It's totally different.
They're already cashing a check before they even have a conversation, huh?
That's too funny. No, but I mean, get over that.
But it happens, and it does. And you're right; it happens a lot. I mean, right now, like I was saying, my example of me getting a little bit of analysis paralysis. Yes, doing that analysis. I'm not going to tell you. I'll never tell anybody. Don't do your due diligence. Right? You always have to. Always have to do your due diligence. Like one of the things that, you know, I'm skipping on when I'm thinking about this is, okay, well, start looking at how many days it took for these units to move.
Yeah.
Right? Very simple. And I can plan a little better that way, you know, and not get stuck on, worst case scenario, and, oh, what's it going to cost me? And, oh, what's my profit margin? Oh, that's going to eat into this.
On the end of the day, if you get stuck there, the worst might just happen. You're going to miss a good opportunity.
Exactly.
You know, I see a lot of people procrastinating that on that part, and they do not understand how much the analysis can get them stuck and do not help on the business, because there's a lot of opportunities there. I mean, like I say, try to get things that's going to help you better. Trust your guts, right?
Yeah.
When you're doing stuff, when you're looking for your leads, or when you're on that mindset that it's not helping you, and you see that you need... take a deep breath, guys. I mean, it's not that hard for you to recognize that you are not in a good spot right now. Call your coach. Yes. I'm going to tell you another thing. Very important. If you see that you are full of cock on your head right now, just call your coach.
Yep.
Call your best friend and say, hey, you know what? Kick me behind and make me move right now, because the truth, nobody's going to take you out the bed to do that.
This
is your business.
Right.
You know, focus on taking small, small small task every day, so that when you start breaking those down, that's going to help you move. It's slow, but 1% a day, it's going to be you way better on the end. So start working on things that it's productive, and forget about just trying to be perfect. Don't try to be perfect.
I want to say, like you are saying around the office, right?
Yeah.
Are saying in the community, action over perfection. You can't wait for things to be perfect and start, you know, just like get stuck, like you're saying.
Yeah.
Don't wait for perfection. Take baby steps. Start moving, right? Because, you know, as you mentioned earlier, you can miss out on great opportunities if you're not just taking action. Like I said, don't skip your due diligence. Make sure that the numbers make sense. But at the end of the day, you got to take some sort of action. And you got to overcome that whole...
Yeah,
being stuck on
use small strategies to overcome your analysis paralysis, like use deadlines and, you know, take small steps and to your tasks. Prioritize your criteria. That is very important, and that is going to help you. I'm going to tell you one thing here. I am... guilt as I should not be in procrastinating right now, just because I felt overwhelmed the other day when I look on my CRM, I have 200 calls to make. am procrastinating on that. It's not fear, it's not this, and it's not that. So today I already set the deadline for that.
Right on.
And, you know, the amount of calls that I'm doing a day, because this is the business, and if I don't be my business, I'm going to be hungry tomorrow.
You know,
can't do that.
but you raised a very good point before. You know, if you are feeling that stuck, that spin cycle, the analysis paralysis, whatever you want to call, I call it spin cycle because I think it sucks.
Yeah.
Call your coach. Find a community. In fact, we can help with that, right?
Yes.
We are a community. We're a group of like-minded individuals who help, who are entrepreneurs, real estate investors.
We make mistakes.
We do, but we help people get unstuck, right, based on our knowledge and experience. So if you're listening out there and you're local to Riverside, DM us. Come check us out. Or if you want more information, info@becomeaninvestor.com so you can start getting some help.
Yes.
But don't get stuck. Refuse. In fact, find every opportunity to refuse to get stuck, right?
No, never get stuck. This is not a business to get stuck. This is not a business to build wealthy and make money on the end of the day. Getting stuck, it's not the point. Use the education and the people that it's already on the business. You know, use their experience to help you get out of that that mindset that might hold you back for a while. You know, don't compare. One other thing that I'm going to say here, don't compare yourself with the guy on the next door.
This podcast is sponsored by Become an Investor. Here at Become an Investor, we believe in you and your unique potential. We're a community of like-minded individuals all working a path towards financial independence. We're about empowering you to take control of your financial future. Well, how? Well, most of us got started with foreclosure leads, and you now can too. Follow the link in the show notes below, and for a limited time, you can get our foreclosure ebook. With that, we'll also send you up to 10 free leads in your local area. So get those leads. Get this book so you too can get started on your path to living life by design. Now back to the podcast. Oh, yeah.
Don't compare yourself with someone that's in the business for 15 years,
yes,
that it's on the level that you are not, you know, but use the education, leverage the education and experience from someone that might be right there close to you and helping you. It's so much easier for you to learn with somebody else's mistake,
yes,
than just try to make them on your own.
Right. And again, kind of like what we talk about here, you know, in our community also, be a copycat. Leverage the community, overcome that analysis paralysis.
Yes.
Just like you're saying, get some hands-on experience, but utilize the community that you're with, right? Five currencies. We just talked about that in another episode, right?
Yeah.
If you don't feel like you have all the experience, leverage somebody else's experience.
You don't need all them.
No. But you do have to have some people around you that can help you at the end of the day. But that's what we're saying. You know, that's something that we do. That's something that we can help with, right?
Yes. So seeking for the guidance and the mentorship, it's very important. If there is one thing that I'm not going to stress enough to say, it's always put it, always take care of your, keep educating yourself.
Yeah.
They always keep, you know, looking for guidance, mentorship. All those stuffs are going to get you out of the door. All those stuffs are going to help you to move forward, inspired, be inspired by others.
Yes.
You know, when you have guidance, mentorship, you need to be looking for someone that's inspired you on the business. Don't go inspire yourself. And I'm going to say this. Don't go inspire yourself with someone that's not on the business and is going to be freaking negative to you. Send them to hell.
I think one of the big things, too, that will help push that along and help people not get stuck is accountability.
Exactly. Right?
If you're with your mentors or your coaches or whomever, and they're going to hold you accountable. If they're good coaches, they're going to hold you accountable for being stuck. And it's going to keep you from getting stuck because accountability, especially at the beginning, isn't for everybody. In fact, I think Weicho says it best. He says, at first, it's not for everybody. It feels like an attack at first, right? And so when you're new in the business, do you really want to feel attacked? Probably not, right? So you're going to find every way that you can, because I don't want to, you know, if I'm your coach, I'm going to hold you accountable for not taking care of the tasks that you said you were going to take care of for that week.
Accountability. you know, that helps the investors to overcome their analysis paralysis and make good decisions, you yep. know, informed decisions, guidance. Guys, this is the most important thing. I'm going to repeat that all the time. You know, guidance. That's yes, going ma'am. To help you to make that informed decisions, and it's going to help you to keep moving forward. It is a very important business. It's a very important to always be practicing that mindfulness and self. I'm not good with these big words.
It's all good. But you know what? And just kind of share my experience. I remember when I first got in the business, uh-huh. and you know, I came here for, you know, I came to a class. I took one on manufacturing mobile homes. Coach said, was like, hey, you know what? Just be a perfect copycat. I took all these notes. I was all excited. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to do this. But I never really told anybody. I sat in my driveway for like 30 minutes thinking whether or not I should do this.
Oh.
Right? And then just got all nervous and started putting all this crap in my head about why I shouldn't do it, right? Oh, you don't know what you're doing. You don't know enough about this. Yeah, the guy says be a perfect copycat, but what does he know? Yeah, you know what I mean?
He doesn't know me.
Yeah, exactly. Right? And, you know, I'm going to go out there and then I'm going to start introducing myself and I'm going to just make a fool of myself. All this crap was just going through my head. And then I just came to a point where, you know what? Pull the plug on overthinking. Pull the plug on thinking and waiting to know, oh, well, you know what, maybe I should take a class again, and then I'll try it. I just got to a point where, what's wrong with you? You know, you're way overthinking this. It seems pretty straightforward and simple. Just go do it. And that's what I did. And once I pulled that plug and just took action, I never looked back. That was it. That's all it took. Can you imagine, though, if I would have got stuck there? Like, oh, okay, well, you know what? Let me just put my car back in the driveway, back in the garage, and I'll try it again next week.
Yeah.
Exactly. That was good. But exactly. I probably would never even gotten in the business because I would have stopped myself by overthinking.
Yeah.
Right?
I love this business. One thing that needs to help all the time. I need to do... it's paying attention, right? So where are you? Where's your mind right now? Like when I'm on the business or I'm looking to new something new on the business so I can't stop overthinking, mm-hmm. I need to pay attention on the right present. If I'm right there or if I'm just overthinking. I like to learn things.
Yeah.
I don't like to learn like a stupid thing. I like that. I don't care about a lot, but I do care about learning and what I'm doing.
Yeah.
I do need to pay attention if I'm learning that for right now, if I'm learning that for later, if I need that for the present, if I really need that for my business, because I need to be, you know, that on the moment. I don't like to start looking for, I call them shiny objects.
The shiny object syndrome, yes. Where everything.
Yes,
everything.
yes.
Yeah,
but.
Yeah.
And people sometimes think that I'm crazy because I do like a lot and they don't see why you're doing this one or why you're doing that one or why. But I do have a plan, you know.
Yeah.
Everything starts here and goes from there and here and here and here and there. That all goes together. And mm-hmm. they might say sometimes, you really think the world goes around you? I do, but I mean, me too.
I get what you're saying. It's being mindful and self-aware of what's happening around you. So yes. That way you can recognize where you're at.
Yeah.
Is it something that, like to your point, are you overthinking a situation? Are you just getting stuck on, oh, look, this is new and I want to go pursue this? But, oh, wait a minute. I got this stuff over here I'm still working on, right? So having that self-awareness would definitely help. But I think that's, you know, across the board, right? You have to be self-aware when you are getting stuck, when you start to feel that, right? Where you start to overthink. I think we did an episode on me being stuck, right? In the podcast. And the good thing was that I had that self-awareness to know that, hey, something ain't right, right? Hey, I'm not closing these deals. Guys, what's happening? You know, this is, and then we kind of broke it all down. Sometimes that's what it takes. You know, get with your colleagues, your friends, and break down what your issues may be so you can move forward to get that clarity, right? Identify that root cause of what's wrong. That's where the self-awareness kicks in, though, because you got to be able to identify where that you do have a problem, right?
I don't.
No. Not you, Danny, not you, not you. I stand corrected.
No, I'm just kidding. Goodness, life, it's funny and crazy. And,
yes,
you know, once you recognize your goods and bads, your highs and lows, you talk about those all the time, you are going to learn to be focused. You are going to be on the present.
Yep.
Just make sure you know what you're doing. And that it goes through your plan, right?
Right.
Everybody has the master plan on their head. Write it down. That helps too, because this way you can break apart little parts, these steps.
Right.
What's
all
going to help you to do not overwhelm? What's the task that's going to help you to overcome that freaking anxiety, the stress, and all that bad part of the business?
So, right. In fact, we just did a breakdown on time management. But not that long ago, right, with some of our students on how to best manage your time to avoid being overwhelmed or shiny object syndrome and stuff
like that.
it'll help. It'll help with the overthinking too, because if you time block your tasks and the things you have to do, you know you have a set time to get something done.
Yeah.
Right. So there's that accountability.
Priorities.
Now, right. Exactly. Priority and accountability.
Yeah.
Because now if I don't get this done, I'm not going to accomplish what I was supposed to do. Right. So break it down in little tasks, just like you mentioned earlier. Celebrate that little win when you get it done.
Yes.
Right? Because that'll help you too. Because when that's motivational. That'll help with the whole overwhelming analysis paralysis when you can say, hey, you know what? Because what is it? The endorphins kick in and, oh, I like this feeling of a win.
Yeah.
Now I want another. And that's how you start building all your momentum and everything, right? So just keep those things in mind, guys out listening to us. You know, these are a couple of little golden nuggets that'll help you, you know, again, avoid the analysis paralysis.
Yes.
And just remember the old saying, right? We say it around here all the time, action over perfection. Don't get stuck on thinking you need to know everything. And utilize the five currencies, right?
Yeah, they're there. I mean, time, knowledge,
credit, credibility.
Money, credibility. Which was
relationships.
There you go.
But I mean, if you're in a community, you're going to find people who have the missing pieces that you don't.
Yes. Yeah.
And we do that all the time amongst each other, right?
Again, leverage the experience, leverage the education that people around you are going to have. Acknowledge your state of mind. Acknowledge that you are going through A or B or C.
Yeah.
Acknowledge yourself that you need help and ask for help.
Yep.
You know, mentorship, it's very important, and it's just impossible impossible to work this business is out being around the right people to call me out on my bullshit.
Right.
To, you know, to help me when I do not know the answer. So don't let yourself down just because you think you need more.
Right.
Just
don't get stuck.
And believe me, sometimes not knowing more, it's what's going to help you to find more.
Yeah.
Because that is when you need to overcome your fears. That is when you need to put all your power out there. And when you do that, you know what? The other side, it's beautiful.
Oh, yeah. Getting through that
fear.
The
other side, when you get, you know, when you learn to control and overcome this side of the business, when you learn that your mindset, it's powerful enough to help you to just get rid of this, guys, it's just magic happens.
It really, it is.
Magic
it
happens. Is. So work on your business.
That's it. But it all takes that action, right?
Yes.
And if you're stuck on an analyzing, then you're not taking action. So all those good things that you talked about, if you get stuck there, will never happen, guys. So again, action over perfection.
Yeah.
Get it going.
Forget about the fear. The other side, it's beautiful.
That's right.
It's amazing. Well, guys, thank you again for one more episode.
I like the way you say that. But yeah, guys, thanks for listening. And I hope, again, you know, we brought you some good content and some good golden nuggets that you can take away from. And hit those likes. We give you that good content, guys.
Facebook, share. Instagram.
And hit us up. That's
TikTok.
Right. Or you have any questions, you can reach us directly at info@becomeaninvestor.com.
Also, don't forget to like our podcast and Spotify. Follow us, share.
Yes, indeed.
And keep coming back. Your presence, it's very important for us. Love
yes,
you guys.
Indeed.
Love being here. And I can't wait for next week. See
That's
you
it.
Later.
Have a good night.
Bye.